And it's all over here, and Derry are the winners, 223-116. Goals from Rian Collins and Declan Foley, the key scorers. Foley's goal coming first to give Derry a 4-point lead, I think it was at that stage. Before that, it was very much you score, we score, and teams fairly well matched. You got the impression a goal was always going to break the game, and that's exactly what happened. A long puck out from Sean Kelly went all the way to the inside line. It was a feature of Derry's game today, very, very direct. Rian Collins drew a defender out of the run, and in came Foley to finish the net. Rian Collins then went through and finished his goal. He just ran through the middle of the defence. It was his first championship start for Derry, first championship appearance actually, and he bagged that goal. 8 points from Cormac O'Doherty, who was exceptional for Derry. He probably summed up everything about them today. He looked like a man on a mission. They had been beaten by Wicklow last week, and you could sense the body language that they were here to try and get a result. Donegal did finish with a goal. It was Dan Donnelly, made by Liam McKinney's run through the middle. But whenever Mickey McCann and his management team and the lads look back at this, they will just rue a series of misses in a game where it was fairly tight for all the way through. Just missed frees, missed chances, and snatching at the shots on a good few occasions. But a lot of that coming down to Derry pressure. A hallmark of Derry hurlers over the past few years, if they've had a disappointing result, they've always bounced back and they've always came with a wee bit of pith into the game. That's exactly what happened today. And on today's performance, deserved the scoreline, albeit Donegal will rue the fact they couldn't have made it a lot closer. When Dan Donnelly's goal hit the net, there was 10 minutes to play. It was 217-113 at that stage. Then Derry just went on a scoring spree after that, and just it was one of those days. The long puck outs from Sean Kelly were fainting runners, and only for Luke White, Derry could possibly have another couple of goal chances. He made a brilliant save from Conor Meelock one time, who ghosted in behind. So that's the lay of the land today on today's game. A disappointing result for Mickey McCann, said, because they had sort of got promoted to Division 2. They had put a big performance to beat Wicklow, and you know, they got everything but a result in Tralee in terms of playing with 14 men, and I think Jared Gilmore was missing and hung in for a long, long time. So this will be a setback for them. Kerry look like a team that are going to top the group to go to the final, and even at this stage it could be a score difference job on the last day of the league. Derry have to travel to Meath, and then they're at home to Kerry, and Donegal have two home games, Roscommon and Meath. So it's just going to be a case of who, there's a lot of hurling to be played, but it looks like it's going to be a case of who's going to play Kerry in the final. But as I say, the last couple of weeks, it was a really disappointing result for Wicklow last week, for Derry and Wicklow last week, and then today it's a major setback for Donegal. But final score here at Find Insurance Celtic Park, it's Derry 223, Donegal 116.